Our scripture for today is Psalms 105:9. The covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac.
Today's prayer. O Lord God, you made an everlasting covenant to Abraham. You changed his name and you promised to be the only God to him and all of his descendants. You also swore an oath to Isaac. You are the only God of my life, and you've made an everlasting covenant with me too, Father. Help me to understand how awesome your promise is. I thank you, Lord, for revealing your will to me. Today I praise you. Amen. Today's thought. Think about what God's everlasting covenant with Abraham meant and how it relates to your own life. What oath did he swear to Isaac, and how does that apply to you?
Today's action is write down your name. If the Father gave you a new name, what would it be? What would it mean? Revelation tells us that in the time of judgment, those that have followed the Lord will be given a white stone, and on that white stone will be written a new name, a heavenly name, a name by which they will be known by in heaven for eternity.
Today's treasure is found in the book of Ezra, chapter 7, verse 27. Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, who has put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem. The first Friday prayer focus. Thousands of local churches and hundreds of thousands of United States believers have engaged in concerted prayer and fasting on the first Friday of each month for 30 years. You're invited to participate in this historic observance. Here are first Friday prayer points for May and June. May, the local officials, I urge you then that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone. For kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Following the National Day of Prayer, May 1st, take time each week to pray for your own city, town, and for country, county officials, judges, sheriff, police, and security, fire, and rescue workers. All these people need our prayers every day. I hope you'll join us in praying for them.
Today's scripture was Psalms 105:9, the covenant he made with Abraham. God said to Abraham, I shall make your seed, or your children, as the sands upon the beach, as the stars upon the heavens. Abraham's children and his children's children and his children's children multiplied until they were as the sands of the beach. God's word is true and everlasting. Seek him and you will find him. Jesus told us, seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Ask and you shall receive.